This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 420 people have died, more than 20,000 infected by the new coronavirus, and world leaders and medical professionals are concerned about. And with that, the United States steps up its precautionary measures by restricting passengers' flights that include people who have recently traveled from China.
At a joint news conference Monday with Uzbekistan's foreign minister in Tashkent, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. plans to have more flights heading to China to bring Americans back home from the Hubei province.
We anticipate that they will happen in the next handful of days, and we'll return those American citizens. We may well end up bringing some citizens back from other countries as well. We're working through the details on that. We're working closely and hand-in-hand with the Chinese government to try and resolve what is now this global epidemiological challenge.
On Monday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry criticized the U.S. and other countries for some of the steps being taken in response to the outbreak. Now more than 30 countries are restricting travel from China. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The Iowa Democratic Party says results from the state's first in the nation caucus have been delayed due to quality checks and new reporting rules. It says the problem was not as a result of a hack or intrusion. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price says that they have backups in place for exactly this reason.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected, but it's in place to ensure we are eventually able to report results with full confidence.
Across the state, Democrats balancing a strong preference for fundamental change with an overwhelming desire to defeat President Trump were trying to be recorded. Nearly a dozen Democratic White House contenders are still vying for the chance to take on Mr. Trump in November. This is VOA News. Even with acquittal seemingly assured, the Democrats prosecuting U.S. President Trump in his impeachment trial unleashed a blistering attack on him on Monday with a forceful appeal for conviction. Zachary Goldman reports.
I submit to you on behalf of the House of Representatives that your duty demands that you convict President Trump.
Democratic managers on Monday made a last-ditch appeal to a Republican-controlled Senate in the impeachment trial of Donald Trump.
We have proved that the president abused his power.
A president who can obstruct and thwart the impeachment power becomes unaccountable.
Donald Trump has betrayed his oath to protect and defend the Constitution, but it is not too late for us to honor ours.
In their closing arguments, Democrats hammered their case, arguing that witnesses and testimony show that Trump withheld congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine in an effort to pressure Kiev into announcing potentially damaging investigations of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. New accusations coming from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over shooting down of a Ukrainian jetliner by Iran last month. More from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The president of Ukraine says that a leaked audio recording proves that Iran knew immediately that it had shot down that Ukrainian jetliner near Tehran last month, killing everyone aboard, despite denying involvement for days. The Iranian government is decrying the leak. It says that as a result, it will stop sharing evidence with Kiev investigators. Ukrainian International Airways Flight 752 is said to have been shot down accidentally during Iran's standoff with U.S.-led forces last month. Iran had launched missile strikes on Iraqi bases just hours before. Iran says it worked as quickly as possible to determine the cause of the incident, and the Iranian commander who first acknowledged the missile strike has said that he informed authorities the same day.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The latest trial of a vaccine against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has been halted as a result that show it's not working. The Maryland-based U.S. National Institutes of Health announced Monday it has stopped the HVTN-702 study in South Africa. This follows a recommendation of an independent data and safety monitoring group. Again, the latest trial of a vaccine against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has been halted. Results say that it's not working. More from VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.